Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The middle linebacker, that was a rough day for the 49ers at Levi's Stadium, but this was bad. 38-10, and Green Bay dominated time of possession. They dominated the run game. The Niners give up a 100-yard rusher for the first time in 55 regular season games. What do they have, 20 missed tackles, 15 in the first half? And this is, I can't believe how Fred Warner has gone from DPOY to not really having an impact at all.
He hasn't made a play in weeks, B.
Maybe it's on the defensive line. Maybe it's on the secondary. Maybe it's him trying to do too much, but he has not made an it play for whatever reason in weeks.
There's no doubt. You know, like you asked a very specific question. What was it before the break?
What did I ask?
Is this it
for this core?
So I'll answer that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For some guys on this core, yes, it is it. But I just seen how the NFL works. You can go from worst to first in one year. Like, that happens all the time, right? They have a very difficult uphill battle to retool this entire roster.
I don't think it's that daunting, to be honest with you.
No, I think there's some salary cap stuff that they're going to have to maneuver.
But I don't think it's as daunting as you're making it seem.
They're not.
In this division,
they're not the Commanders.
The Rams are going to be the Rams, but Stafford's getting older. Cooper Kupp's got some injury issues, and they look to trade Cooper Kupp, the L.A. Rams. The Cardinals have Kyler, Trey McBride. They got some players, no doubt. But I don't think retooling this roster being a competitor in the NFC again, I don't think it's that daunting.
Okay.
I think they have an avenue to be right back on top next season, if not this season.
Fair enough. But, like, I look at Philadelphia and what they did in one offseason. They went from a team that was really good last year, hit a wall. We had questions across the board on Sirianni, who are the coordinators, you know, the run game, their defensive line, their secondary, their linebacker situation. And really, obviously, they had guys that were carryovers, right, in terms of the players on that defense. But Howie did a great job, the GM, to kind of retool that team, and getting Saquon Barkley was the perfect fit for them. And then everything's kind of flowed off that. Jalen looks better, healthier. They've got weapons. Their defense is making timely stops. And you look up and you're like, are they the second best team in the NFC? Feels like it. Sure looks like it. I don't think I would have said that heading into the year. Although you and I were kind of like, hey, don't rule out Philly.
They look good. They were going to be a contender again. But they were a contender last year.
I think that when I look at the Niners, like, yeah, to your point, it's not like they need 50 new guys.
Right.
That's not what they need. But they do need to retool the trenches dramatically. And then they have to look themselves in the mirror with the running back, and they have to go, like, who are you? Like, are you the guy that's going to be, you know, not explosive, and you're really only a factor in the passing game because you do still have great hands and you can run good routes. And I believe that explosion matters, but not necessarily for getting open. Keenan Allen's made a career, and the guy can't run a 40 of just getting open via savvy route running. But I need to know who he is next year. What's going on with the quarterback? What's going on with these offensive and defensive lines? Can you upgrade the linebacker spot? They do have talent in the secondary. They do, B. They do have some weapons. But, man, the trenches it's done them in this year. The lack of defensive line pressure, the lack of being able to stop the run on that first line of defense, and then offensively, the pre-snap penalties are killing them. There are not a lot of running lanes.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Let's open up the lines here. 888-957-9570 is a number. We'll go to our Warriors focus, future focus, going into the break. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Leland, who's been on hold the longest here. Leland in the 916. What's up, Leland? Leland, you there? All right, let's go to Joe and Sack. Joe, what's happening?
Morning, guys.
Morning, Joe.
Just got a comment from Keyshawn Nixon, the cornerback from the Packers yesterday after the game. He's quoted, "It's the NFL. It's not an excuse. We didn't have our quarterback. We won three games. So we don't want to hear that. We came to play. They should have came to play. We didn't come to play yesterday in any aspect. Every season that we have a down season, we blame injuries. Bosa, Ward, Hargrave, Mitch Wishnowski, Greenlaw, Ayuk, Hufanga, Elijah Mitchell, Drake Jackson. I understand we're hurt, but every off year we have the same problem. I don't see how you run. Does Nick Sorensen get a pass this year? I mean, do we need to get, can we get Robert Saleh back here? Or is he going to be over there in Green Bay, you know, pitching against us? I mean, I don't know what to do anymore. It's been a rough game. It's been a rough season, but we are one game out.
Listen, I'm going to drive people crazy with that because those are the facts. They are one game out. But, you know, when you think about the injuries or whatnot, this team wasn't playing well when those guys were playing.
No.
They weren't playing well when Bosa was in the lineup. They weren't playing well when Trent Williams was in the lineup. They weren't playing well with Ayuk in the lineup. So all these guys that are injured, wasn't like they were 8-2. They've been a 500 team all season long.
And I would push back on, like, guys weren't trying. I don't think that's fair. When you have a bunch of guys that aren't good playing, you weren't executing. Like, you're telling me George Kittle wasn't trying hard?
Juwan
Jennings wasn't trying hard? CMC looks like he's trying. I think CMC dramatically cares about winning and losing, right? Like, I really do. I don't think
effort was a problem because in that third quarter, they were in that football
game. That's what I'm saying.
They were in that football game.
Even in the fourth quarter, they had the ball with a chance to, like, make it a one-score game.
Brandon Aaron throws a pass to Deebo Samuel, goes right through his hands. They pick it off.
He's got
to
make that play.
And the Packers, what they do is they convert the three turnovers into points.
Yes.
They force three turnovers. They score 21 points off the turnovers.
Jair Brown got hit in the numbers on an interception and dropped it.
Yep.
Renardo Green dropped an interception. You know, like, it just, you
somebody's got to make a play.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to make a play.
Nobody
made a play yesterday. Let's go to
Leonard Floyd finally made a play.
Yeah, he made a couple plays yesterday.
He made a couple plays yesterday. He made two. Was it Gross Matos as well? Like, they made a couple of plays. But again, your D-line needs to be completely reworked. It's inarguable. You know, they need to have better impact in the trenches. They're losing games in the trenches.
You know, it's funny. I saw a reporter tweet out that Leonard Floyd's on track to get 10 sacks again.
It's the most hollow 10 sacks.
He's tracking to get 10 sacks, and I thought the same thing. I said, boy, very impactful 6.5 sacks he's had so far this season.
That's like the Brandon Belt 20 home runs that all came when we were down 9-1 in the eighth inning.
I'm telling you, you always find a beat writer who will wave the pom-poms for the team. Let's go to JD in San Francisco. JD, what's happening?
What's up, JD?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I'm with Shasky this morning, man. I think it's just the eye test, right? If you watch this team, the eye test tells you they just don't have it. To your point, like, you watched Philadelphia last night. You watched Detroit. Like, you watched the teams. Regardless of what stat says, you can see who's good and who's not, right? Like, you watch the explosive plays. I'm watching Philly last night. You see A.J. Brown. Dude just looks explosive. Yep. Like, they just can't stop. And you watch Saquon. Saquon just, he has that extra gear that he just takes off, but he has explosive plays. We don't have that, right? Like, even Philly's defense, you watched the Kobe Dean and those dudes last night. They're physical. I mean, they're talking about on the broadcast. They're hitting you in the mouth like we used to. Is we used to intimidate teams and physically impose our will. We're not doing that anymore. It's like, we've gotten to the point now where teams know they can run it on us now. We don't scare anybody on offense anymore like we used to. With running game, they used to be terrified of our running game. We used to just run it down teams. Now, we don't have that anymore. So to your point, I think we need to revamp this roster, not to the point that complete overhaul, but there needs to be some explosiveness and some tenacity.
Some tweaks.
A retooling.
That's some tweaks. You don't need wholesale changes. You got some things built in. Dominic Pooney, somebody you could build around. I still believe in Banks at left guard. I think he'll bounce back. He's a free agent, but I believe in him. I would like to bring him back on the cheap and keep him in a Niner uniform. I don't think he's that bad. But maybe you move Pooney to right guard or left guard and put Banks at right guard. Who knows? But you have some assets here. You have some assets. But you definitely need some explosiveness. Explosiveness and athleticism. They're desperate for it because Philadelphia does have that. Before we get your thoughts asked,